Thanks a lot, Floyd.
Take it, Clyde.
I used to take bees. We'd build these Lego compartments, and we'd trap the bees inside of the compartments, and then we'd take them and throw them as hard as we could up into the air, and they'd come crashing down onto the road, and they'd just break apart. And then we'd run over to them and look to find a dead bee, and if you went over there and there wasn't a bee, you knew you built it pretty bad. And you had to, you know, do it again. Because no bee means he lived, and that wasn't the point. But if you built it right, you went over there and there was the bee just lying there. And sometimes he'd be dead, sometimes he'd just be like kind of just rolling around, sort of half out of it, just not even dead. Just like duh. Sometimes we'd get wiffle bats, and as the bees were landing onto the dandelions to pollinate, we'd take the wiffle bats and just go wham, hit them, and the bees would just be lying there dead. Or you could just step on them. That was easier, actually. Or get a big golf club, like one of the woods. I forget what the hell they're called, but you get a wood and you just go wham and hit the bee and he goes flying, he's dead. Then around dusk, when it was just light enough out to see what was going on, but just dark enough so that the lightning bugs would be out, we'd get more, you know, get the wiffle bats again, and the lightning bugs would be kind of just floating around, right around waist high, and you just go wham and hit them, and the lightning bugs would go flying through the air, and they would light up and just go psh, and they'd be dead. One time we took little baby toads who were out in the woods, and we got them and we stuck them into these beer bottles and set them up on these rocks, and then we got some more rocks, threw them at the bottles, and the little baby toads would be just, you know, all cut up, jars of glass sticking out of their bellies and their heads and their eyes, and their tongues would be hanging out, and just be lying there dead amongst all the broken glass. You do that with slugs. Watch them die.
And I said, it just had air in it.
It's too bad. The dog was a nuisance.